In the morning, Gitmo Nation, and thank you for joining us once again for Just Getting By with Sir Craig and Sir Chemslave. Hello, Chemslave.
Howdy.
How are you doing?
Excited. I will be finally able to talk about something interesting.
Yeah, I know you've not been too thrilled with the last two episodes this week, so let's, without further ado, let's get into what you want to talk about.
Okay, well, Craig is more the political and tech enthusiast of the two of us. I like more the personal like freedoms and just anything else that just hits my fancy. And the first thing I'd like to talk to you about is I work on. Where I work, we normally get, like, an email sent to us, like, with, like, daily news clips. And this one, sort of, I read it, and I was like, you got to be shitting me. This is from the York Daily Record, and it's titled, A Little Power for Utilities Could Prevent Blackouts Shortages. And this really just scared and pissed me off at the same time. So in Texas earlier this month, they were, like, had, like, electrical supplies were tight, so it's like, so they were asking consumers to conserve, and it was like, and they have like this smart meters installed on some of these houses, and they were able to crank down people's like thermostats using something called an iThermostat. I'm waiting for Apple to sue them on that part. And they were like, using the iThermostat, you can like go onto a website, see how much energy you're using, set up like your thermostat. So you can like set like on the website, you can set up like at what times you want your, house to be at what temperature. And they're like, oh yeah, well, if you want TXU, whatever the Texas energy utility is called. During these tight energy supplies, we were able to go in and crank people's temperatures to suit our needs, our energy needs. It was like, really? What do you think about that, Craig?
I think that is very creepy, that they have the power to go into people's homes and dictate to them without any consultation on the part of the homeowner, that they have the power to say, you are going to use this much power and not a drop more. I think that is terrifying. That means that potentially companies or the government, will be able to shut off your, you know, anything. Your AC, your TV, your internet, your anything that requires a bit of power. That is very terrifying. It is a big encroachment on the rights of the homeowner, and it sends a very bad message to the rest of America. And by the way, who is the governor of Texas?
Isn't it Rick Perry?
Yep.
That douchebag.
Yep. That quote-unquote conservative, yep, he's really, really killing it down there in Texas, isn't he?
Oh, yeah. And while you mentioned them being able to turn off TVs, well, guess what? In the article, and I quote, grid geeks talk about the day when a power company can use smart meters to communicate with any appliance in the home, end quote. If that's not creepy as all hell, I don't know what is. And we're like, yeah, this is great. They can turn off whatever they want because the energy supply is low. We can prevent blackouts by turning off your TV, by turning down your air conditioning, by turning down anything in the house. You don't really need to drink coffee when you wake up.
These people should be ashamed of themselves. That is just an unconscionable encroachment on my rights as a homeowner.
But wait, Craig, you shouldn't be thinking like that. And it's not just your power, it's the power for everyone in your town. And if you start using up too much energy, you can cause a blackout, Craig. You don't want that, do you?
I want to be
living in the darkness because you're too greedy and want to have a cool home.
You know what I want to do? I want to give Rick Perry a blackout. That's what I want to do. This is such a frustrating story. I cannot believe that this is being talked about or even done in Texas, let alone being discussed in other parts of the country. It is one of the potentially most devastating things that could happen to somebody's civil liberties in the privacy of their own home. Because then the government can say, well, this person is watching too much Bill O'Reilly. Or this person is watching too much,
Kentra.
Oh,
Kentra Oberman.
Exactly. Watching too much Kendra Oberman. So we need to cut them off. That's just a waste of energy. We gotta cut them off. So it's unnecessary. We have more than enough energy. That's the thing that really, really gets to me, because this whole talk about needing to be conserving our energy, if we actually had valid energy policy, and this is a different topic, I realize that, so I won't linger on this, but if we actually had intelligent energy policy, we wouldn't have to worry about any of this.
So, while we're looking at this topic, I was like, smart grid, and it's like we've heard about this stuff, like, on No Agenda, and, John Dvorak's, increased power electrical bill. And I was like, because he got this smart meter, now that the smart meter actually like sends like out a report every hour, every so often, like the company, like electrical company, telling you like them how many kilowatt hours you're using at a certain point. So it's not maybe that his meter is now giving him showing that he's using more electricity. It's just that they're actually charging him more during peak hours now. Because before, when you'd have the guy walk by once a month and look at your meter, he'd just read off a number and it's like, oh, you use this many kilowatt hours in a month. Now it's like, you use this many kilowatt hours during this peak time, and during peak time we increase the rate to 2x or whatever they decide that they want to use, charge you for it now. So, yeah, I have a feeling that he should reread his billing statements to see if that is the case, because he's getting screwed.
Absolutely. Yep. And he's not the only one that should be looking at their billing statements. This sounds like this could be a big problem elsewhere as well.
Yep.
All right, so what else do you have?
Well, I have another article. Now, this one's from MSNBC that really pissed me off. It's like, companies are hiring, just not hiring you. And it's like this douchebag company owner. He's like, oh yeah, I spent like $2,000 since March on help wanted ads and newspapers, websites, etc., etc. It's like, I really want people to work for me, just there's no one to work for me. There's, where are they? I just don't see it. There's like, it's like, oh yeah, well, there's so many million, like 13.9 million Americans without jobs. And I'm like, from reading the article, it's like, man, Americans must be really fucking lazy son of a bitches if there's so many, like, there's so many people looking for employees and no one is looking for a job. Well, I know from personal experience, I was like on looking for a job for over like almost a year since I graduated, probably close to probably 8 months, and until I found one. And the thing is, yes, there are many jobs out there, just not for people who just graduated from college. Because I went on to the American Chemical Society website, and they have like a way you can search for jobs. So I set up a filter. I added my zip code, and I selected filters for something I could do, an entry-level position, full-time, with looking for someone who has a four-year degree. There are 10 results. One of them is in the first one on the line is a scientific information analyst in Columbus, Ohio, which is 351 miles away from me.
Oh, my God.
The next one is in North Charleston in South Carolina, which is 573 miles away from me. The next one is a technical sales and software support engineer in Tampa, Florida, which is 950 miles away from me. It's not that there's not many people looking for jobs. It's just the jobs that are there are for people who have, like, a master's degree or a PhD, or have, like, three to five or more years of experience, which most people who graduate from college, they don't have 5 years of experience. They have 0 years of experience. So it's like, it's a bullshit article. There's like, they're just trying to make people think, oh man, Americans are crazy, or like lazy. It's like, no, we're not lazy. We just can't find a job because you're looking for people with multiple years of experience who do not exist. They already have a job, or
well, you gotta keep dead. You gotta keep in mind though that it's not just graduates that can't find jobs. We have a huge portion of the unemployment rate is people that were laid off from work too. So it's not just graduates.
Oh, I know. What as a recent graduate, I sort of can understand that portion of the population.
Oh yeah, no, absolutely. I'm soon going to be in that situation as well. But I absolutely get your point. I really do, and it's a valid point. But at the same time, there are highly qualified people that still can't get jobs. So it's just a terrible situation all around. ChemSafe?
Yes. Truthfully, I foresee bad times in the United States for the next couple of years. Because while there are so many people unemployed and most of the jobs are going overseas, even like chemical jobs, they're like, in the past like 20 years, the chemistry industry has, I think, lost around like 20% of jobs to like China and, the Chiners and India.
Yeah.
So it's like, truthfully, I think we should start a movement and all move to India or China. Just screw those people.
They'd love to have us, wouldn't they?
I hope so, because they're taking our jobs. Let's take them back.
You see, that's the thing. They have among the most stringent immigration policies of any countries in the world. It's the countries that take all of America's jobs that don't allow Americans into their countries. So it's a strange thing all around. Not that Americans really want to go to other people's countries, but still. Alright, got anything else to say about that?
No, other than I think Vivian Liu Chen from Bloomberg Businessweek, who wrote this article, is a bit of a douchebag for even not trying to point the people who are reading this article into, yeah, well, you're sort of misrepresenting what your problem. Because somewhere else in the article they say, where is it? It's really really evil thing. Goes, yeah, we can wait. We can tighten what we're looking for. So, yeah, so you're going to tighten your list of qualifications even more so there are even less people could fit into that job description. Joy. So let's increase joblessness. I love this.
Well, yeah, you touched on just now, you touched on a really important topic. Companies that are over-specific in their job requirements or job services that, you know, job searching services that force you to be too specific in searching for a job, that's a big problem. Because there, even for people that are not recent graduates, you might be in the unemployment sphere looking for a job, and you have a job in front of you that looks fantastic in all but one aspect. There's something about that, about the requirements that are not applicable to you, and you have to pretend that opening doesn't exist. That's a problem. And in this unemployment atmosphere, in this bad economic atmosphere, people are less willing to hire, which means they are much less willing to make accommodations for people that do not exactly meet the qualifications that they are looking for. So that's an issue as well. If you're in a booming economy, you know, companies might be willing to hire somebody and, you know, kind of take a chance, not necessarily be totally confident that they have all the skills necessary. Only to an extent, of course. I don't mean to take that too far, but like, do you get what I'm saying?
Yes, like if there's a, like if you have like a booming economy, you can sort of have the time to train a person into a certain procedure and not require them to be already trained up in using and maintaining like list of instruments or whatever.
Exactly. That's exactly what I mean. Exactly. Yep. 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 So that's an issue as well. This is all related to the economy. This is all related to a whole host of issues that we are going to keep hearing about again and again and again as the election cycle heats back up. So this is a conversation that we are going to be returning to at length.
Hey, Craig, I can get a Jones in San Francisco.
What's the mileage there?
Oh, only 2,437 miles.
Wow. Wow, 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 wow. Wow. That's amazing.
Requires a BS in chemistry or related field and 0 years experience. That's just up my alley.
Exactly.
Hey, do you think Dvorak could sponsor me and allow me to sleep in his house for a while?
I'm sure he would love to do that. He seems to be just that kind of giving personality.
Yeah, probably not.
Yeah, I don't think so. All right, Chemslave, do you have anything else to say?
Nope. I don't want to say anything anymore.
All right, then. So, we have now come to the end of the week. If you enjoyed this podcast, any other podcasts on the No Agenda stream or the No Agenda show itself, please donate to John and Adam. They really need your donations. Go to Dvorak.org/NA. That's Dvorak.org/NA. Or noagendanation.com to find links to donate. And if you have any suggestions, any comments, any feedback at all, please email us feedback@justgettingbypodcast.com. That is feedback@justgettingbypodcast.com. Thank you for listening, and we will talk to you again next week. See you, Chemslave.
Goodbye.